Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar discusses West Asia situation with his Iranian and UAE counterparts and Prime Minister of Qatar. US President Donald Trump threatens to destroy Iran's power plants and bridges if Tehran fails to meet his Tuesday deadline to reopen Strait of Hormuz. OPEC Plus countries agree to increase oil production quotas from May. India sends humanitarian aid and disaster relief materials to Afghanistan following recent floods and earthquakes. And 30 Indian wrestlers to compete at Asian Wrestling Championships 2026 beginning today in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan. And now the news in detail. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke to Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and Qatari Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani yesterday. They discussed the ongoing situation due to the West Asia conflict. Dr. Jaishankar also held a phone conversation with UAE Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The Indian-flagged LPG tanker Green Asha successfully crossed the Strait of Hormuz near Iran, marking it another Indian ship to pass through the strategic waterway since tensions escalated in the Gulf region. Iran had closed the strait following the outbreak of conflict with the US and Israel. The route handles about 20% of the global petroleum trade, making it vital for energy supplies. However, despite risks, Indian vessels have maintained strong activity. Amid the ongoing war in West Asia, Air India has suspended its flights to Israel. An Air India official said the airline has suspended flights on the new Delhi-Tel Aviv route till the 31st of May. Most of the leading airlines have suspended their operations on the Tel Aviv route, with only Israeli carriers operating under severe restrictions. The Indian mission in Tel Aviv has been assisting those looking to travel through various means. US President Donald Trump has threatened to destroy Iran's power plants and bridges if it failed to meet his Tuesday deadline to reopen the Strait of Hormuz to all shipping. He repeated an earlier threat to unleash hell, but told the US media there is a good chance of a deal being reached with Tehran. Iran has halted normal transport activity through the vital Strait of Hormuz, leading to skyrocketing global oil prices and fears of higher inflation around the world. We have more from our correspondent.
Attention is now focused on the approaching deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz following the 48-hour ultimatum issued by Washington. The deadline is expected within hours, raising concerns of possible escalation if no agreement is reached. U.S. President Donald Trump said that there is a good chance of a deal being finalized by Monday, signaling ongoing back-channel diplomacy despite heightened tensions. However, Iran has rejected the ultimatum and warning it will not negotiate under pressure. The Strait of Hormuz remains critical to global energy supplies, with significant portion of the world's oil shipments passing through the narrow waterway. Continued disruption has already triggered volatility in energy markets and raised fears of broader economic impact. The coming hours will be crucial, as any failure to meet the deadline could lead to further military escalation and prolonged instability across West Asia. This is Vinod Kumar for World News, Dubai.
Meanwhile, OPEC Plus countries held a virtual meeting and agreed to increase oil production quotas by 2,06,000 barrels per day starting in May. The move is aimed at stabilizing global markets amid the ongoing conflict in West Asia. However, the increase may have limited impact due to the continued disruption of shipping routes and damage to regional energy infrastructure. Oman and Iran have held talks on easing maritime passage through the Strait of Hormuz as the key global shipping route remains effectively closed amid the escalating West Asia conflict. Officials from both the countries met along with technical specialists to explore options for restoring safe navigation through the strategic waterway. Iran has also proposed a post-war maritime protocol with Oman to regulate ship movements, while an Iranian parliamentary committee recently voted to impose tolls and ban US and Israeli vessels from the strait. At least 13 people were killed in the Iranian capital Tehran after it was hit by a series of airstrikes last night. Explosions rang out into the night, accompanied by the sound of low-lying fighter jets. though it was not immediately clear what had been struck. Israel also issued one missile alert, whereas Dubai in UAE reported two alerts and fired air defenses. Kuwait also activated its air defense multiple times overnight. The state-run Iran Daily newspaper reported an airstrike in a residential area in the holy Shiite city of Qom, killing five people. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Oil prices opened higher today after the Easter holidays as the U.S.-Israeli conflict with Iran continued to disrupt global oil supply. Brent crude futures climbed 2.2% to $111.43 per barrel, while U.S. crude climbed 2.7% to $114.57 per barrel by 22:15 GMT Greenwich Mean Time. India has sent humanitarian aid and disaster relief materials to Afghanistan, which is currently facing a difficult situation due to recent floods and earthquakes. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry said that the aid includes kitchen sets, hygiene kits, plastic sheets, tarpaulins, sleeping bags and other essential items. The ministry said that India stands in solidarity with the people of Afghanistan and remains fully committed to extending humanitarian assistance and support during this challenging time. Nepal government has decided to introduce a two-day weekly holiday in government offices and educational institutions in response to disruptions in petroleum supply. Here's more from our correspondent.
The Nepal government has decided to give public holidays to government employees on Saturday and Sunday, effective from April 6. A cabinet meeting held on Sunday took this decision. According to Office of Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, this decision would be implemented in all government offices and educational institutions from today. With the addition of holiday, office hours have also been revised. The government has decided to introduce new office hours from Monday. As decided by Council of Ministers, the new office hours for government offices, public institution and academic institution will be from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. instead of the usual 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday is traditionally first working day of the week in Nepal. Shweta Singh for Akashvani News, Kathmandu.
Moving on to sports, Indian wrestlers will begin the campaign at Asian Wrestling Championships 2026 in Bishkek today with Olympic medalist Aman Sehrawat spearheading India's 30-member squad. A report.
India enters the continental meet with a mix of experienced and young wrestlers, aiming to improve on last year's 10-medal haul. Aman, competing in the 61kg category, is among India's top medal hopes alongside Ankush in 57kg category and under-23 world champion Sujit Kalkal in 65kg category. Sunil Kumar will lead the Greco-Roman team in the 87kg division. The women's team is in transition, with Meenakshi Goyal replacing Antim Panghal, while Manisha Bhanwala moves to the 57kg category. India faces strong competition from Iran, Japan and Central Asian nations and will look to convert consistent podium finishes into more gold medals. The event will end on 12th of this month. With Nandini's report, this is Shagun Chopra for World News.
In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Chennai Super Kings by 43 runs in a high-scoring match in Bengaluru last night. Chasing a massive target of 251 runs set by RCB, the CSK could manage to score 207, losing all the wickets. RCB's overseas batter, Dim David, was adjudged the player of the match for his game, changing knock off 70 runs in just 25 balls. In today's fixture, Kolkata Knight Riders will face Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens at 7:30 p.m. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister Jay Shankar discusses West Asia situation with his Iranian and UAE counterparts and Prime Minister of Qatar. U.S. President Donald Trump threatens to destroy Iran's power plants and bridges if Tehran fails to meet his Tuesday deadline to reopen Strait of Hormuz. OPEC Plus countries agree to increase oil production quotas from May. India sends humanitarian aid and disaster relief materials to Afghanistan following recent floods and earthquakes. And 30 Indian wrestlers to compete at Asian Wrestling Championships 2026 beginning today in Kyrgyzstan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.